In national news, a recent article published May 3rd in the International Journal of Environmental Research and Public Health estimated premature deaths, cases of asthma in children, and whether there were any demographic disparities due to the use of gas stoves indoors. The authors calculated that exposure can contribute to almost 19,000 premature deaths annually in the U.S. Long-term exposure to nitrogen dioxide is associated with 200,000 children with asthma. People living in small residences are more likely to be affected by the indoor air pollution of indoor gas stoves because the concentrations are higher. Disparities exist because lower resource people and minority racial ethnic groups are more likely to live in smaller dwellings. Gas stoves burn natural gas, which is comprised predominantly of methane, a greenhouse gas. The combustion products are nitrogen dioxide, carbon monoxide, formaldehyde, benzene, and fine particulate matter. They have been linked to respiratory illness, heart disease, cancer, and other medical problems. Almost 13% of U.S. childhood asthma cases are associated with having a gas stove in the home, according to a peer-reviewed study published in the International Journal of Environmental Research and Public Health in 2022. This illness is more frequent in children of color and those living in low-resource neighborhoods. Childhood asthma is a leading cause of emergency department visits, hospitalizations, and missed school days. Improving indoor air quality can reduce the incidence of childhood asthma. New York City, San Francisco, Los Angeles, and Seattle have banned all gas stoves and appliances from new residential construction. However, gas stoves are still used in about 35% of American homes. Rob Jackson, a Stanford University gas stove researcher, said, quote, "No child should have asthma from breathing pollution from gas stoves when safer electric options are available," unquote. You can still use gas stoves if you reduce indoor air pollution or keep children and vulnerable older adults out of the vicinity. A gas stove needs to operate with an adequate ventilation system that removes pollution before it is inhaled. Indoor emission concentrations can rise to unsafe levels if the ventilation system is inadequate or not operating when the stove is on. Indoor air pollution can also be reduced by opening windows while cooking. Warning labels are needed to protect people's health by reducing the number purchased. The labels have been effective with cigarettes and other tobacco products.